Well, hello and welcome to the second episode of The Hive. I'm Jo Moffitt and today I'm joined once again by Lorna and by Jo. So hello. And Jo, you've joined us today and brought the question with you, I think.
Yeah, I have. I do some podcast interviews and I've been sort of reflecting over the last couple of weeks as I've talked to people about how do we sort of, you know, really respond and reflect and acknowledge the awful trauma that we're going through as a world at the same time as having that sort of upbeat, you know, being positive thing. The two things don't really go together and it's quite difficult to think about how you do that. And, you know, I'm not talking to employees about that, but, you know, that's the same sort of scenario in my view, that how do you keep people, you know, positive and motivated and really support them, especially during these times of people working from home and so on, whilst acknowledging that, you know, all these awful things are happening as well, and you know, get that balance right. I just was interested in thoughts on that.
Okay. Well, we were touching on this before we came on air, and we were saying it really comes down to purpose, weren't we, Lorna?
I think purpose, like no other time, really helps at the moment. So I was thinking in particular of the supermarkets in their statement a couple of weeks ago, and they basically all came together and said, you know, we are here to feed the nation. That's our organisational purpose. And how much time and money has been spent by businesses trying to muddle through and build out a unique organisational purpose that may or may not be authentic, but if you've got a really authentic one and you can see how it's adding some real value to the world at the moment, that will really galvanize people, and it's really engaging and motivating and empowering for your people to know that's why they're there.
I'm seeing something very similar with Scania, with the heavy truck company. So then keeping that food to feed the nation for the supermarkets, keeping that on the road, keeping the supply chain moving. They're showcasing and telling stories about their transport heroes, whether the people servicing the trucks and keeping them on the road, whether they are the reception team who normally man their front office, who are actually answering their phones and operating kind of switchboard system from their own homes. These are all transport heroes in one form or another. So I think, yeah, that purpose is really important, but it has to be authentic, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really lovely to see that people are creatively thinking about how, as you say, they can showcase that work and that commitment from their people. I suppose this question partly came about in that I was talking to a business owner of a business that is not really necessary during this time. Well, it depends on how you debate it. They have a platform where they ask for engagement views and how people are feeling. So it can be important.
Okay, yeah, I would say it is actually, yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, they've offered it up for free during this time. And they said, you know, because it's the right thing to do. But then he transparently said, but, you know, hopefully, obviously in the end, when this all goes away, we hope to retain some of those people as customers moving forwards, because, you know, we have 10 employees, we want our business to survive, and, you know, that's what we are hoping will happen. So is that balance externally when you're talking to customers, particularly if you've got something that's not necessarily vital, in how do you sort of have that discussion? How do you still put those messages out without it looking like you're taking advantage of the situation and not understanding, you know, the issues that everyone's facing?
I think again, it's about being absolutely sensitive to the current situation, not trying to jump on bandwagons, not trying to create heroes where you haven't got any, being honest, being open and being transparent and being relevant. I mean, I saw a cracking example today on LinkedIn, actually, from they're called Elonex, and they're one of the manufacturers of these big digital out-of-home display screens, and they were talking about how audience traffic is down, viewer numbers are down, but that's absolutely fine and right, as it should be, but they are carrying the most important message they've ever carried on their platform. And you think, actually, wow, that's important. You know, they were able to put a message out there that was true, that was authentic, and that means something.
And their message is to stay at home, isn't it? That's what they've got on the screen.
Yeah. And that they're and for their people, that makes them see that what they're doing is important and they're playing their part. So again, it's about authenticity.
Yeah, I think it's that playing the part as well. I think if you can hook into and recognise, and if you've really got a desire to want to do some good at the moment, and that's authentic, then that's what you are doing anyway. So even if you are a digital screen provider or a pulse survey provider and you think, well, this is our part, right? We're doing our part. You're genuinely doing it. Your people will buy into that. If you think about BrewDog, BrewDog could have missed, you know, the purpose. They went, hang on, we got alcohol, we got production facilities, okay, we're making hand sanitizer. Doesn't have to be that big or grand, but you can find a way to play your part, and that's what people will really resonate with people at the moment.
It's what people will remember. And I think the other thing is it needs to be relevant and timely. And we're all used to using automated systems to push out marketing messages and comms. And we just need to be a little careful that we haven't forgotten that there are messages going out that may or may not be as relevant as they should be. Hey, Jo?
Are you saying in my blog post last week about places to work when you're fed up with working from home was ill-advised?
I would suggest it was a tad ill-advised, yes.
Don't worry, I have deleted it now.
So there we are. Great stuff. Well, thank you all. I think we've covered those points today. It's about authenticity, it's about relevance, and it's about being true and having a, you know, playing to your core purpose. And then, you know, having those at your heart. So thank you very much. Thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.